Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Friday, October the 21st, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomao. Tonight, we are talking about the political violence that flared in Matobo and in Isiza districts, Matabeleland South, earlier this week, ahead of tomorrow's by-elections. The Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, alleges that its members were beaten up by suspected ruling ZANU-PF supporters, leading to the hospitalization of many, including Member of Parliament for Bulawayo Metro, Honorable Jasmine Tofa, who sustained broken hands in the attack. And with villagers going to the polls to pick new councillors in Matobo's Ward 2 and in Isiza's Ward 4 tomorrow, the CCC is alleging that the CCC is alleging that tensions are still high in the two districts, thereby erasing any chances of fair and free elections. But the ruling ZANU-PF, which counter-alleges that the violence was aimed at its members, says the situation is conducive for the polls tomorrow, adding the opposition is just scared of imminent defeat. The violence in the two districts has triggered concerns about next year's general elections, with the opposition and human rights activists saying ZANU-PF is prepared to deploy all forms of violence to deal with CCC caretaker leader Nelson Chamisa, whom they say presents a serious challenge to President Emmerson Mnangagwa of ZANU-PF. Zimbabwe human rights campaigners attending a symposium of the African Commission for Human and People's Rights currently underway in Banjul, the Gambia, say they will raise the issue of violence in Matobo and in Isiza and the general human rights situation, which they say is on the increase ahead of next year's elections. Those attending include officials of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, which say it will also raise the issue of incarcerated CCC members of parliament, Job Sikala and Godfrey Sithole, as well as 14 other opposition activists who have been languishing in a remand prison for the past 4 months after they were arrested on allegations of fomenting political violence in Nyatsime. Li chona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokufuthelana okubikwa lokhe kukhona eyinsiza laseMatobo kulandela udlakela oluqhamuke kulezi zigaba phambilini kokhetho lwe-Council by Elections oluza kwenziwa kusasa. Ukhetho lolu ngolokudinga ukhansila ka-Ward 4 eyinsiza laku-Ward 2 eMatobo. Abebandla eliphikisayo ele-CCC bathi amalunga abo achaywe ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF alimala kakubi kulezi zigaba ngesikhathi ekhankasela lolu khetho ngesonto langoMvulo. Kodwa abe-ZANU-PF labo bathi bachayiwe. Sikhuluma nje ibandla le-CCC lithi kulokufuthelana okukhulu ezigabeni zombili. Ngokunjalo, lithi kaliboni ukhetho lwakusasa lusiba ngolukhululekileyo. Konke lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zisithi zizakhuluma ngodaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe emhlanganweni we-African Commission for Human and People's Rights oqale izolo eBanjul kwele The Gambia. Kwazwaiva tereri nasi muchirongwa che live talk tiri kutarisa nyaya yemirishonga yakaitika kuinsiza nekumatovo kumatebeleland south pakutanga pesondo rino pamberi pesarudzo dzekutsvaga makanzura enzvimbo idzi dzichaitwa mangwana. Bato retripu C rinoti nhengo dzaro dzakarohwa zvakaipisisa uye dzimwe dzacho dziri muzvipatara. Asi vezanu PF vanoti woo nhengo dzavo dzakarohwawo nenhengo dzetripu C. Bato retripu C rinoti vanhu munzvimbo idzi vava kutya kunovhota mangwana zvichitevera mirizhonga iyi. Ukuwo vemasangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu anosanganisira reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights nereZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum vanoti vachataura nenyaya yemhirishonga iyi uye kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe kumusangano weAfrican Commission for Human and People's Rights uyo wakatanga nezuro kuBanjul, The Gambia. And we begin our show tonight with opposition Triple C official in North America, Mr. Tim Muringai, joining us via Skype from the great state of Ohio. Mr. Muringai, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you, Mr. Nkomo.
By-elections are getting underway in Matobo and in Siza tomorrow amid these lingering tensions following the violence on Sunday and Monday. What are you expecting as the Triple C?
We're expecting nothing more than victory, but we know that ZANU-PF, like we have said previously, and the party members on the ground and our interim spokesperson spoke yesterday eloquently that ZANU-PF has nothing to offer but violence, but we expect a total victory tomorrow despite all these things.
Kodwa abevandla leZANU-PF baba Muringai ngoba sike sakhuluma le candidate yenu eyinsiza isithi kulokufuthelana okukhulu okulakho ukuphazamisa abantu okuzabesabisa mhlawumbe bagcine bengasayi kuyavota kumbe okungenza bavotele iZANU-PF. Kodwa yona iZANU-PF ithi cha akula kufuthelana okukhona umumo ulungele ukuthi kube lokhetho kusasa njalo ithi abantu bazavota bekhululekile.
Anti sakubona last week ngesonto abantu bedutshula bephonguzihambela becampaigna. So maizani ikhuluma ukuthi akula zakufuthelana, hayi lathi siyakwazi ukuthi ngamanga ngoba abalungu bathi yona a picture says a thousand words. Ma udubula utshaya abantu izimota zabulawa amawindi abantu abadala bakhululwa isigqoko and all that. Siyabona ukuthi izani yona le esiphelelwe ngama-ideas ifuna ukuforce abantu ukuthi ibayethusele ukuthi babavotele.
Siyabonga Muringai, and please do stay on the line as we welcome Mr. Masimba Mavaza, ZANU-PF official in the United Kingdom, but currently in Zimbabwe. Good evening, Mr. Mavaza. Tinogu gamuchirai muchirongwa.
Good evening. Komo makadini na kadina teren.
Aiwa tinofara kana muchifara wo. Iti pinde muyaya iri mudariro nasi. Kuchaitwa sarudzo kuinsiza nekumatovo mangwana zvichitevera mirizhonga yakaitika nemusuwe sondo nemusuwe muvhuro. Uye bato retripu C riri kuti rakarohwa nenhengo dzenyu. On top of that, iri kuti triple C pachine kutya vanhu vari kutya kunovhota mangwana kana kuti vava kutya kuvhotera triple C. Zvichitevera mhirizhonga iyi muri kuti chionei nyaya iyi?
Chekutanga vangomo ndechekuti pakaungana vanhu panongoitwa mhirizhonga. Vanhu vakaita mhirizhonga vanenge vaungana, hapana nengavatuma vanhu vangoitawo mutsarina sevanhu vachangana mumugwagwa. Chepiri, dambudziko rakaitika kumatinoti harisi dambudziko rekuti
Asi vamavaza mirizhonga yakaitika uyezve vanhu vakarohwa vanosanganisira mumiriri weBulawayo Metro kudare reparamende Amai Jasmine Tofa avo vakadambuka kana kuti vakadambuka maoko ese kutaura kuno vanga vari muchipatara mhene kuti vachiri muchipatara. As we have seen those injuries, we have seen several CCC members with various injuries vachi zvichitevera mirizhonga iyoyo. Saka we cannot say kuti manyepo kuti pane vanhu vakarohwa.
In the process of the injuries are not consistent with the assault. They are consistent with the falling. So, Muno Akura, Nusimba Shoma exercise a hippo, Mautupa not Koka, Ugadona.
Komotokari zakaiswa jecha muma engine.
Aiwa, ukukune kwa kutawara kwa kuwe chema kwa tibuzi wanzwa na kuchema ukanzwa mata uriranga tibuzi kuzikune violent Zimbabwe ungate mungu watidiribu hondo akuna kala zakataro is just a skinishes, the few skinishes zakaipisa zikatera, chaka hachina tabu ziko, it never happened.
Thank you there, Mr. Mavaza, and please do stay on the line. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Being Taylor Posi, careful, but my producers are not ready with that. We have our third guest on the line, but before I introduce him, let's go back to Ubaba Uti Muringai. Iva Muringai mrugunzo azurikuta urwa na vamavaza. Anzi mrugunye pastereka pana mirishonga kaitika avo vaka semuka semuka azi waka dona.
PF, because the intakantegile is to tell the truth. It's always important to tell the truth. So how do they explain windows being broken from the CCC members who were just campaigning peacefully? How do they block roads, which is on video? You see, if Mr. Mavaza saw the videos, I think he'll come up with another explanation. So the issue right now in Zimbabwe, like we have said before, is to accept that there's a problem in Zimbabwe. And we saw, like you have eloquently said, that MP for Bulawayo Metro, Honorable Tofa, has both broken arms and she's just had surgery. Last night in Chirumanzi, people were being intimidated. Today, we've heard reports that people in Gurue have been told that they are not going to get fertilizer. So, ZANU-PF, they have already told us before, when Mugabe was still their leader, that they have PhDs in violence. It's nothing new. So Mr. Mabaza is not being honest and truthful. We know that violence is the way that they operate because they have no solution to the crisis on the ground.
We are now joined by our third guest. That's human rights lawyer Kennedy Masiye. Thank you so much. And by the way, Mr. Masiye is joining us from the great state of Texas here in the United States. Vamasiye, tukona kuti vamwe venyu vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu veZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, veZimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum, vari kumusangano wekodzero dzevanhu weAfrican Commission for Human and People's Rights, uyo akatangana zuro kuBanjul, the Gambia. Vari kuti vachange vachikurukura vachataura nenyaya yemhirizhonga yeZimbabwe uye kutyora kwekodzero dzevanhu kwavanoti kuri kuitwa nehurumende yavamunangagwa. Pane zvamuri kuona zvichiitika here? Pane matanho amuri kuona achitorwa neAfrican Union kana vakataura nenyaya yekuZimbabwe?
Ya, tinoona kuti kutaura kwenyaya yeviolence zvinochinja maonero evanhu variko kumusangano uyu, kuti vanyatso kuona chokwadi yezvinhu zviri kuitika muZimbabwe, kuti violence iya yatanga zvekare takunangana nemaelections kudai. Tinoziva kuti African Union nana SADC namapato ariko kumusangano uyu, mapato kauti hurumende dzezviri chizouyawo kuzoongorora kuzoongorora maelections kuZimbabwe. Saka zvinhu zvakanaka kuti nyaya iyi itaurwe, kuti kana ivo vehurumende yeZimbabwe variko kumusangano uyu vaoneswewo kuti zvavari kuita kana kuti the lack of protection yevanhu vari kukambena kunofanwa kuongororwa, and kunofanwa kuti vaprotekte marights evanhu vachienderana nebumbiro remutemo riri muZimbabwe.
And how would you characterize the human rights situation in Zimbabwe currently, Mr. Masiye?
The human rights situation in Zimbabwe has deteriorated seriously. And the main cause of concern is that ZANU-PF or the government continues to perpetuate impunity. When violence happens, we see that the government officials, ZANU-PF members, they seem to condone violence. They are not seen to be condemning violence, even though they want to hide that these are isolated cases of violence. But we have seen that there's a pattern that has developed since last year. We've seen it in February, in March, when the CCC, started. The violence is now escalating, and this is a very cause of concern. And it's likely that probably we're going to see a high level of violence like never seen before if this sort of violence is not kept right now.
Masimba Mabaza, ZANU-PF. Mr. Mabaza, there is a growing concern that the police in Zimbabwe are biased towards ZANU-PF, and those raising this concern say that if indeed the CCC was involved in the violence in Matabeleland South, kutaura kunoku, the culprits would have been arrested, just like what happened to Job Scala and others, not to say that they are guilty of any crime. Saka vari kuti vamwe the fact kuti mapurisa hapana munhu ati asungwa kuMatabeleland South, it simply means kuti ZANU-PF were the perpetrators in this violence, because dai kuri ve CCC dai vakatosungwa kudara. How do you respond?
You see, whoever is saying that, Anobaku Botas, I'm sure they need some treatment. The first thing is, there has been some skirmishes, not violence as you are calling it. And number two, the police work on investigations. They are investigating on what happened, who are the perpetrators, and they will be arrested. Now, the problem with the CPC is that when the police become arrest quickly, you complain quickly. George Scala and his crew made noise, killed people, destroyed houses in Tunisia. When they were arrested, they are now crying and saying it's political. When the police take time to arrest, take time to investigate, they now say, why are you not arresting? That means they are very dangerous. No, the police don't wait on the whim of a party. The police don't wait on the whim of vampires. The police wait on the whim of the police. They are the police. They are not a party. Again, I want you to understand one thing. Vampires is a political party, but it is the ruling party. So the ruling party is the government, and the government has got the assets which it uses. That includes the police, the army, and everything. They are not used by ZANU-PF as a party. They are used by a ruling governing party. So it is bad news that we are the ruling party and we have those powers. But we do not abuse. We cannot beat one or two women out there. We can beat the oil if we want to, but we are not a violent party. Now, the second point, let me respond to Advocate Masia. Firstly, let not Masia hide on the being a human rights lawyer. Masia is the chairperson of CCC in Texas. So he's talking there as CCC. So whatever nonsense he has been saying and accusing ZANU-PF of being violent, he's not talking as a lawyer because lawyers don't accuse without evidence. He was talking as a CCC chairman, and CCC has no structure. I don't even know what is the chairing. Because it has no party, there's no structure, there's no leadership, there's nothing but violent thugs who then call themselves chairpersons wherever they are. The only people with positions in CCC is Chamisa and Mahere. Everybody else, Chamisa says they are called citizens. So that citizen called Masia, he must not lie just to talk as a lawyer. He's talking as a CCC member, and he must see the difference between a lie and the truth.
Okay, we will give Mr. Masia a chance to respond, but we invited him here as a human rights lawyer. Just like yourself, you wear many hats. Munombo Taura is an analyst. Munombo Taura is a ZANU-PF. Saga, you know, panema parameters, yeah, panema those differences. But Mr. Masia will respond for himself. But for now, igatengi yegu baba umuringai. Namzara Muringai, we are muzu ya kulumu babu mabaza. We are insisting that wanga le violence in Caesar. Utokube kona na maskimishis. I don't know how you differentiate between the two.
So I think that's when we have a solution. But Yawonu Mabaza, like, I think because he's in Zimbabwe, he's speaking for his supper. So he'll never tell you the truth, which is number one. Number two, his own commissar or whoever they call him, Umu Danube, he's on record saying that the headmen in Chirumanzi have sold out, so they will face some consequences. So I don't know which world he lives in, Mr. Mawaza. He's trying to be a ZANU-PF political analyst. Then he comes to the CCC and he says, Mr. Masia is not who he's saying he is. And then he comes and he says, oh, no, there's no violence. So, you know, you cannot believe somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about when there's evidence that we can all see. I think he should just stick with the ZANU-PF narrative and not try to qualify people's positions and where they belong. Thank you.
Siyabonga, for those that have just joined us, please note, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And of course, there is no live talk without the listener input. Silomlalele cingweni tine mtereri. Good evening, caller.
Yebo baba.
Ilinjani?
Siyaphila ninjani Daniel?
Hayi siyaphila. Sungenile kuhlelo sikhuluma ngathi abalodlakela akusiphi umbono wakho.
Ye baba kodlakela siyakhala kakhulu ngento eyenziwa izanu. Siyakhala kakhulu ukuthi kambe kuzabe izwi linjani njalo izani isukumeza abantu kambe siyabe sisezweni ngelinjani izwi okungafuni ukuthi abantu senze into ngokukhululeka asikhululeke ukuhambeni asikhululeki akufuzanga sikhuluma ukuthi sithanda yipi party asinto eright ezwayizani ukuthi bangabantu abanjani abangakuboniwe inkokheli ezinjani ezingakuboniwe konke lokho kanti into okuthiwa yi-free and fair yini kahle kahle kufuze kwenziwe njani angithi kumele umuntu azikhethele into oyithandayo pho ngoba laphana kakula nto oyithandayo abantu batshayiwe balimele abantu basezibhedlela manje njengoba besezibhedlela kuthiwani ngalokhu izanu kayinjeni yiyo kambi yereporta ireporta amanga since abantu lokhu yaqala kudala ngekukurawondo la manje futhi sokuyi-triple c semkukurawondo futhi
wayo
mna umongameli engakhuzi
aha hayi siyabonga ukungena uhlelo baba
siyabonga nathi ba
aha ah ngumlaleli liyamuzwa uyazikhulumela lapho vama siye ndizokere kwamuri ndofunga muno da ku responda to what Mr. Mabaza was saying about you.
Thank you very much. I don't think I'm going to respond to Mr. Mavaza. He comes to me as someone who's not honest and is not decent. So therefore, whatever he said about me does not deserve the decency of a response. But I'm going to talk about the issue that is at hand right now. Political violence is bad for governance. A political violence does not show that Zimbabwe is a democratic country. And if this issue is not dealt with, surely a lot of people are going to lose their lives and things are not going to look good. The police need to investigate these cases thoroughly, and the government through ZANU-PF does not need to interfere with the investigations from the police. So we need an independent police to investigate these political violence skirmishes. We need those who have perpetrated political violence to be arrested and brought before the court of law and have their day in court so that people can have confidence, people can feel safe as they go to the ballots. We don't want to come here on public shows through the media and start throwing mud at each other when people are suffering back home. People are suffering, they are crying out loud that we need peace so that we can vote for political parties of their choices, which is a constitutional right. So I'm not going to respond to Mr. Mavaza on the personal attacks, but I'm just going to advise him to please consider people's lives in Zimbabwe and not politic with people's lives at the expense of expedience.
Go Ganatichi, considering the many presidents that are out there, Mr. Masie, of the way the police deal with CCC members or the opposition, we know of a man who threatened Mr. Chamisa publicly as an UPF member who said Chamisa must be killed. I believe nothing has happened to him to date, up to now. Murukuona repasita difference this time around, maybe the police tishimaona wachisunga wanu waka roa wanu kuinsiza nekumatoku.
Well, tichiwana nezuruku itikeko zinotuna senge apana chinga chinje kana pangaramba pachita interference zani PF. Tunona udibongeni nguwe, haka kukurao kukwekwe. To date, akisataona munata sungi wanya yoyo. Kuinsiza, tekaona wana wachiruwa wazikare, tukuona zikare. Hapana chaitwa ni mapurisa. Tikadauta sasara umasuro tininyaya zaka wanda zaka itika zewanu waka ura waninyaya zemirishunga kusipanga nisera wananu wakata sana tundra indira kudara but hapana kana docket kana muna kambo sungwa saka nezu ya tukuona zishitika izu tunasinge Zani PF ilibita dig deep into culture yao ye violence
isina kuna kira. Thank you there, Mr. Masia. Unfortunately, we have to leave it there. That brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank all our guests, Mr. Tim Muringai of the CCC, Mr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF, as well as Human Rights Boy, Mr. Kennedy Masia. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers. Kuna Zimbabwe, I am Tungamili Nkomo.